welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading Clever Gretel. There once was a cook named Gretel who wore shoes with red heels, and when she went out in them, she whirled this way and that way and was as happy as a lark. "You really are quite pretty," she would say to herself. And when she returned home, she would drink some wine out of sheer delight. Since the wine would whet her appetite, she would take the best thing she was cooking and taste them until she was content. Then she would say, "The cook must know what the food tastes like." One day her master happened to say to her, "Gretel, tonight I'm having a guest for dinner. Prepare 2 chickens for me and make them as tasty as possible." "I'll take care of it, sir," Gretel responded. So she killed 2 chickens, scalded them, plucked them, stuck them on a spit, and toward evening placed them over a fire to roast. The chickens began to turn brown and were almost ready, but the guest did not make his appearance. So Gretel called to her master, "If the guest doesn't come soon, I'll have to take the chickens off the fire. It would be a great shame if they weren't eaten now while they're still at their juiciest." "Then I'll run and fetch the guest myself," said the master. When the master had left the house, Gretel laid the spit with the chickens to one side and thought, "If I keep standing by the fire, I'll just sweat and get thirsty. Who knows when they'll come? Meanwhile, I'll hop down into the cellar and take a drink." She ran downstairs, filled a jug with wine, and said, "May God bless you for it, Gretel." And she took a healthy swig. "The wine flows nicely," she continued talking, "and it's not good to interrupt the flow." So she took another long swig. Then she went upstairs and placed the chickens back over the fire, basted them with butter, and merrily turned the spit. Since the roast chickens smelled so good, Gretel thought, "Perhaps something's missing. I'd better taste them to see how they are." She touched one of them with her finger and said, "Goodness, the chickens are really good. It's a crying shame not to eat them all at once." She ran to the window to see if her master was on his way with the guest, but when she saw no one coming, she returned to the chickens and thought, "That one wing is burning. I'd better eat it up." So she cut it off, ate it, and enjoyed it. When she had finished, she thought, "I'd better eat the other wing, or else my master will notice that something's missing." After she had consumed the 2 wings, she returned to the window, looked for her master, but was unable to see him. "Who knows?" it suddenly occurred to her. "Perhaps they've decided not to come and have stopped somewhere along the way." Then she said to herself, "Hey, Gretel, cheer up. You've already taken a nice chunk. Have another drink and eat it all up. When it's gone, there'll be no reason for you to feel guilty. Why should God's good gifts go to waste?" Once again, she ran down into the cellar, took a good, honest drink, and then went back to eat up the chicken with relish. When the 1 chicken had been eaten and her master still had not returned, Gretel looked at the other bird and said, "Where one is, the other should be too. The 2 of them belong together. Whatever's right for one is right for the other. I think if I have another drink, it won't do me any harm." Therefore, she took another healthy swig and let the 2nd chicken run to join the other. Just as she was in the midst of enjoying her meal, her master came back and called, "Hurry, Gretel, the guest will soon be here." "Yes, sir, I'll get everything ready," answered Gretel. Meanwhile, the master checked to see if the table was properly set and took out the large knife with which he wanted to carve the chickens and began sharpening it on the steps in the hallway. As he was doing that, the guest came and knocked nicely and politely at the door. Gretel ran and looked to see who was there, and when she saw the guest, she put her finger to her lips and whispered, "Shh, be quiet. Get out of here as quick as you can. If my master catches you, you'll be done for. It's true he invited you to dinner, but he really wants to cut off both your ears. Listen to him sharpening his knife." The guest heard the sharpening and hurried back down the steps as fast as he could. Gretel wasted no time and ran screaming to her master. "What kind of guest did you invite?" she cried. "Goodness gracious, Gretel, why do you ask? What do you mean?" "Well," she said, "he snatched both chickens just as I was about to bring them to the table, and he's run away with them."
"That's not at all a nice way to behave," said her master, and he was disappointed by the loss of the fine chickens. "At least he could have left me one of them so I'd have something to eat." He then shouted after the guest to stop running, but the guest pretended not to hear. So the master ran after him, with the knife still in his hand, and screamed, "Just one! Just one!" merely meaning that the guest should leave him at least one of the chickens, and not take both. But the guest thought that his host was after just one of his ears, and to make sure that he would reach home safely with both his ears, he ran as if someone had lit a fire under his feet. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.